begin tonight with oath of office. And let's do it down here. Okay. Jerry, if you'd like to join me. Now, if you would repeat after me, and after I, state your name.
I.
Your name?
I, Corey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
And that I will discharge the duties.
And I will discharge the duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Now, if you would sign this, and then I'll sign it, and then Michelle will send it off to the administrator. So, right. Thank you, and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Welcome, everybody. Nice to see you, Sylvia.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here.
Okay, roll call, please.
Councilmember Dudley.
Here.
Councilmember Rosander.
Here.
Councilmember Hadler.
Here.
Councilmember Longacre.
Here.
Thank you. On the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and payroll summary. I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda containing the minutes of the 12/22 meeting, claims and payroll summaries, and adjourned vouchers also.
And second, please.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments to the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander.
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre.
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler.
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley.
Aye.
Thank you. The consent agenda is passed. Departmental reports, Chief Hurd.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the council. Should have my report. The only thing I would add is the trial last week in Mount City went well. The teacher was convicted of sexual assault and a few counts of unlawful abuse or abuse of a minor. He was taken into custody right after trial. He's currently in Forsyth in detention, awaiting his sentencing, which is February 26th. And that's all I have, unless you guys have any questions for me.
Questions for Chief Hurd?
Thank you.
Kevin?
Thank you, Mr. Reverend and Council. You also have my report, and I have nothing to add at this time.
Questions, Kelly?
Comment.
Yep.
Thank you to all the employees, even for being accident free.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, so that's actually that's right.
I'm sure everyone up here feels the same way.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. If you extend that to me, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chief Rita.
Mayor Williams, members of the council, you have my report. The only thing I would add is that we started meltdown for a year. We got 10 weeks ahead of us. We all weighed in last week, some of us heavier than we thought we might. So we're all looking forward to that. So 10 weeks to see what we can do. So, I think we had maybe 24 participants in last year, so.
Good.
Yeah. That's all I've got.
Questions, Chief Rita?
You weren't involved in the dump at all then? In the dump fire that we just had?
No. Yeah. Thankfully.
Yeah, no, I
didn't. It's not much fun.
Yeah. I knew it was.
That's bad smoke that you don't mind staying out of. Yep. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Michelle?
I
said the mediation was set for today. Anything determined on the one, the state of Dowland versus?
Okay, then I was wrong. February 13th.
Okay, you're right. It is February 13th.
Okay.
I'm my bad. Okay. I looked at it and went, boom, January above. My bad.
Nope, February 13th.
Just checking with you, see.
I anticipate, I think that that mediation will go well.
Okay.
That'll resolve that particular claim. So keep our fingers crossed.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You just want January over with. It's okay.
You have my written report. I'll explain a little bit for the new members about our Clearwell issue. We built that water treatment plant in 1983. I think it was designed, and they've been operating the same way until basically last year DEQ came in and informed us that we were in violation, because there's basically two, what they call two clear wells with a gate in between them, and we weren't monitoring both sides of it. So that's what they're making us do, is get these monitoring equipment in there and get them on our effluent pumps going out there. KLJ was down today. We went out there and we did some more experiment with it, backwashing and stuff. Seeing how it operates as a separate individual unit, because that's what they're going to make us do, basically. So we just want to get our analyzers and everything in there, and then we'll keep moving forward on that. Just so you, if you guys got any questions on that about it, I'll sure explain it more to you. You know, if you want to do it now or later sometime, ask me about it, and I'll let you see what's, you know, a little bit more intense, what's going on with it. But other than that, everything seems to be going good for, I'd say, a nice winter for us. Issues so far, freeze-ups or anything, so about all I got at the moment.
Questions of Pat?
One thing. So every night, 7 days a week, we have to send somebody out in the middle of the night.
Right now we do, because of the Station C. We're trying to convert it over. We put in a different radar. We took the old system out because it wasn't working anyway, so we got the new one installed, hanging in the pit, and we're just waiting for In Control, and they'll should be here next week to put it in the SCADA system, so it automatically will turn itself on.
So we can get away from that. Because I assume that's expensive.
It's overtime. I mean, it's a couple hours, you know, every night for sure, at least 3 hours probably. They go out at like 9 or 10, and they go back out, you know, about 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's usually good until the crew comes in at 7 and something like that. But yeah, it's all we can do right now. I thought we would have In Control here before. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't have converted it so fast. But the other one wasn't working anyway, so we were going out there anyway, as long as the old one was in there. But it would work for a day, and then it would act up on us. So I got tired of it, so we got the new system. We got it installed. We just got to plug it into our PLC and get it run automatically. So
thank you.
Any other questions, Pat?
Okay, thank you.
Michelle.
Hi, Mayor and council members. In your packet, I gave you a copy of the management's discussion and analysis. What this is a part of our annual financial report, and it is required by the state of Montana that we include this discussion and analysis. I only give you we refer to it as the MD&A. If any of you would like the full financial report, just let me know if you need it to a paper version or electronically. It's quite thick, and so that's why this is given out, is because obviously this is kind of a summary, an overall summary of that, instead of having to read the whole report. But if you're more than welcome, Just let me know, and I will get you a hard copy or electronic copy, however you want it, of the full financial report. Last night, the Local Government Study Commission met again. I'm hoping tomorrow, our staff and I will, we're getting the survey ready to put out, and we're hoping to get that mailed out either tomorrow or the next day. The survey is going out to every box holder at the post office, plus it's on our website already. We just got it on the website, and then we'll put some posters up too. We can use a QR code if they'd rather use that. What the study commission is looking for is feedback from the community about different forms of government, if they recommend or would like a different form of government, and there's some other questions on there about some of the services. We also did, Mr. Councilmember Longacre, before he became a council member, was on the study commission, and he put together a summary of the different forms of government and pros and cons, and so that will go out with the survey also. So, because most people don't understand or know what the different forms of government are, that they even exist, so that's going out also. And the study commission also had me add a place where they can give us their contact information if any of them want a personal contact or meeting with the study commission. They're more than willing to meet individually with community residents. And the first week of February, we're going to make a schedule, and the city commission is going to meet with as many city employees, department heads, elected officials that want to participate and can. We've reserved February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we're putting a schedule together, and the study commission will meet with these people here at City Hall for their feedback, and they'll have questions for them. And then they're hoping that they will put together their final report in March. That's not a drop-dead deadline, but that's the plan at this point. So we're rolling along, making progress finally. So I think that's all I have to report for tonight, unless anybody has any questions.
Anybody have any questions for Michelle?
I have a question. Just to kind of reiterate something on the comments, if I'm not mistaken, they are okay with taking public comments to come down and drop one off. That will be submitted to the committee, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they don't actually have to go to the meeting to submit one.
Right. Yep. Comments can be submitted anytime in writing, and I will make sure they get to the study commissioners. Yes. Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So did a CPA firm or somebody, did they write this?
No, I did.
Well written.
The mayor did. The mayor does the last part, the government's future part, and then I do the rest of it.
Why compliment you?
Thank you. I'm not a CPA.
No, and I figured it was a firm or something must be writing this.
But yeah.
It's complicated.
Right. And then our auditors, the firm of Olmsted and Associates, do help us put together our annual financial report. But I do, and the mayor, we work together to do the MD&A. Okay.
Thank you, Michelle. That's a great report, everybody. Management discussion analysis. It puts together information on our community and city, on financial condition, and takes a look out in the future, and takes a look at it. When you have the opportunity, it provides valuable, and I think it's good news information. So thank you, Michelle. On my report, we'll have a Zoom meeting Thursday with Legislative Committee on the committee that Representative Perry is on energy and telecommunications, and they're going to be discussing, though they're not going to be taking action on House Bill 368, which is our water bill that out into the future. That's where they're setting aside $2 million from the severance for future water supply for the community of the city of Colstrip. That was passed through the House and the Senate,
and vetoed by the governor, and then we overrode the governor's veto, and now they're working to clean it up and put together the numbers and language to make it so it can be codified and acceptable to everybody. Michelle and I have been visiting on it, and League of Cities and Towns have really taken a very active role in working through this process. And even though there's been discussion to keep it, to not make it complicated, it is complicated. Do you not agree that it's complicated?
Very complicated, yeah.
So we'll get through that, and they'll be discussing it Thursday. I'll sit in on the Zoom meeting, but they're not planning on taking any action at this time because the uncertainties of all the parties be coming in agreement with what will be finalized and signed. So we'll keep everybody in the process in the loop as we move that process forward. It'll be an interesting meeting coming up Thursday, but we have a great representative with Perry, Representative Perry as part of this group, and he will work on our behalf. The other thing that Michelle and Pat and we are all working on, and that is the recovery of ARPA funds, which has been a challenge. Don't get into anything very easily, I don't think. But, and that's on the filter and clarifier building improvements, and also on the North End Water Loop, where we have funds out there. And KLJ has been very involved with us on that also. And there's a little over $800,000 we need to recover and costs associated with those two projects. And that has been ongoing. And we've had a number of issues because of some certain delays and also some changes in the DNRC. So we're working on finalizing that. That's what I've got for right now, unless anybody has any questions of me. Okay, now, in addition to that, I want to recognize, I know we recognize former council member Greg Cutzer last meeting, but we did do a little plaque for him, and I want to again recognize Greg Cutzer. So Greg, if you come on up here, maybe we'll get a picture of that. Rose was also invited. We're going to recognize Rose also, but she went to Arizona or somewhere. But I did have a really great discussion with Rose again, and we also have this plaque for her. But this is to recognize Councilmember Cutzer for his service from City Council from 2014 to 2025. So. Wow.
You get that too.
thank you.
One thing I would like to say, it was interesting on yours, but I would like you guys to take the time to recognize Jason Jones and his bride and one other lady that are picking trash up almost every day coming down 39. That during almost a year that I do in the state. Yeah.
We do on occasion, but thanks for reminding me.
We do.
Yes, we do. Okay, thank you everybody. I will go, there's no, public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Jim Atchison, the Southeastern Montana Development. And well, last fall I was here and encouraged the city and the council to renew their membership due to membership with Southeastern Montana Development, which is an annual deal. And I'm happy to report you did renew those commitments and the dues. And you've been a member of Southeastern Montana Development since 1997, so 28 years roughly. And so at this time, I'd like to present the mayor and you, the council, the certificate of appreciation, which is awarded to the city of Colstrip in recognition of valuable contributions assisting the community and economic development efforts through this valuable partnership with Southeastern Montana Development. So this time, I'd like to present that to you, Mr. Mayor. So since you've given out stuff all the time, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll go to there's no unfinished business. We'll go to the new business. The first item that we have on the agenda is the selection of the council chairman. And the council chairman position is a position from within the council that they will to nominate and vote on themselves, and that the chairman will run the meetings in the event that the mayor is not available to run the city council meetings. That would be the responsibility of the council chairman. So I will entertain a motion for council chairman.
Mayor, I'll make a motion. We make Wayne Dudley council chairman.
I'll second that.
I move the second. Okay. Are there any other motions for council chairman? Okay. No other motions? Then.
Well, would Jack want to do it?
No, I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm cool with doing that. Okay. Wayne's the right guy.
Okay. Are there any other motions? Any nominations? Okay. If there are none, we'll vote on the nomination of Wayne Dudley as council chairman. Michelle?
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Ooh.
I'd love to.
Okay. Councilmember Dudley, you are the chairman of the council. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, then we'll go to committee assignments. And somewhere I had a list of those. Michelle, what do we have for... Oh, I'm here.
Did you find it?
I thought I had it somewhere. Okay. One of the things that we've done in the past on committee assignments is, and if everybody's in agreement with this, we go through the exercise every year of preparing the budget and finance. And what we've done the last several, for half a dozen years or so on, is that we have worked on that particular committee as the committee of the whole, and that is all the council serves on that committee. So if everybody's in agreement with that, we'll continue that. Everybody's in agreement? Okay. So that takes care of that. We do the same thing on policy resolutions and ordinances. Do it as a committee as a whole. Everybody okay with that? Okay, then that's what will occur. The next one is an individual within the committee that serves on the public safety. So we have an individual on that committee. Who would like to serve on that?
I nominate Mr. Zelene Longacre for that.
Would you like to serve on that? Same?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah, I'm not
okay.
Question, was Greg Betzer on that?
Greg was on that committee before. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that. Public Works, Utility, I think Bruce on that, Jack.
Yep.
Currently. So, any other thoughts on that?
And I'm glad to do it again.
Okay, we'll go with that. Let's see. Zoning Commission. Correct, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
We had two members on that before. Two members on the Zoning Commission. What would you like? No, we had one member. Greg. Greg was on it before.
Well, and Rose. No, Greg and Rose were on it.
Zane already is on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she wasn't on there as a council member.
Right, I was just saying.
We had one council member on before.
Right. He's a council member now, though.
We had one council member. Okay? Who would like to continue or do? Okay? Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
It's fine.
Okay.
I better take something.
Okay. Then we also had the planning board, and Wayne was on the planning board.
I'll stay on that.
Zane's on there too.
Zane? So.
Was he as an individual?
I don't know what dollar is left.
He was as an individual?
Yeah, just as an individual, yeah.
Okay. If you want to jump on the platform, go ahead.
Would you like to be on the planning board?
Unless you're just missing one. Was Greg, were you on there? I don't recall.
No.
No.
This is all
I mean, I don't have to do
okay.
That, but I will.
Okay, so you'll be on the planning board.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. We will have, coming up this next year, we will be going into labor negotiations. So let's go ahead and let's pick somebody from the council that would assist myself and the supervisors on that. Who would like to be on that committee?
Was anybody on it previously?
Wayne was on it three years ago.
Wouldn't you like to, Jack?
So is that a not in?
Yeah.
So, and this is for public works.
This is for labor.
Not for the chiefs.
It'll be both.
No, it's for both. Both.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'll do it. Okay.
Police and public works.
Hmm? Yeah, police. We have the contracts come up.
It's not just public works.
It's everybody. But
contracts.
Okay.
Are you okay with that,
Jack?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's see, what else do we have? I need to, and we have, I'm on the SCNDC board, and I would like to continue on my role on that board, if that's okay.
I like it.
Okay? Okay. And I think that takes care of us, doesn't it, Michelle? Are we okay?
Planning board. Yep, I think. Colstrip Impact Foundation.
Oh, gee whiz. Small step. That's a new one. Greg Cutcher was on that before, so we got the Colstrip Impact Foundation, and they have a meeting tomorrow night. I mean, I sent everybody a memo on that, and I forgot about it. So we need to have a representative from the city on that.
And I'm volunteering.
Yeah, I'll nominate Jack for that.
Okay. Is everybody okay with Jack? Meeting tomorrow night. I don't know what the time is. Jim?
Six.
What the time is the meeting tomorrow night?
6 o'clock.
Six o'clock?
Yeah. At the Union Hall.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, if everybody is okay with that, those nominations, then that's the direction we'll go. We're okay with that? And that reminds me, I'm glad I had it in my notes, that the city will be appearing before that committee tomorrow night. We've got a request in there for phase two on the cemetery for $100,000 request to that group. So, and I'll be going to that. So, okay? Okay, so we're good on committee assignments, Michelle?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Okay, next item is a change order number one. On the wastewater treatment plant, 12-inch replacement water main to Cedar. And there is a request, and you'll see that there's a link, there's an item on within the information that you've received. Request is for an additional payment to COP Construction for $45,085.24. And I kind of, I've been keeping the council, except with our two new members, in tune with what's been going on with that. So what I would like to do is, we've got KLJ, Ryan here tonight, and so I'm going to ask for entertain a motion to approve that amount, and then Ryan will describe the actions on what has occurred bringing us to that point. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the $45,085.24 for change order on the wastewater treatment line to Cedar.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the change order for the city street of Cedar for a total amount of $45,000.24.
Okay, second please.
I'll second that.
Okay, been moved to the second discussion. Brian, would you kind of please describe some of the issues that we've been faced with on what started out as a very simple...
Well, we thought.
Ryan, members of the council, my name is Ryan Welsh. I'm with KLJ Engineering, your city contract engineer. So this is the summation change order for the project. Every time we do a project with the city of Colstrip, our projects are unit price based. So with this project, we installed 2,200 feet. We do that, their unit price was for per linear foot of street. So the first part of this change order is a bid item change, and it basically takes the contract and puts the amount actually installed in agreement with the contract amount. That's, so the contract amount initially is an estimate that the engineer puts together. Sometimes we go over on some items, sometimes we go under on some items, so we do a summation change order at the end of the project to bring those into agreement. Now we had a couple of issues that occurred on this project that we worked through with the contractor. So we had a work change directive number one, which added a service and a connection to an existing hydrant to the project that the contractor put together a cost for. We went through with the contractor and the mayor. It was agreed upon, so we issued a work change directive for that. This will just add that amount into the contract. Because of some of the issues that we had, we ended up with some standby time that the contractor was out there because he was waiting for direction, and we ended up with some slowdown time to occur because he had to work closer to existing power poles than initially thought. The town had, and the contractor requested that KLJ come up with a recommendation for that. We put together a summation and a recommendation for the standby time and the slowdown time. Contractor disagreed with some of the amounts that we had in that, so we had a meeting with the contractor, the mayor, the public works director, and your CIP coordinator, where we discussed that and came to an agreement on those costs, and that's what is shown in your standby time and in your slowdown time. The last item was on there was a 14-inch roll mask asbestos cement coupler. It was an item that we did not end up installing. One of the issues we had with the project was that there is a backflow valve. It's a pressure reducing valve which takes it from your higher pressure, the water from your higher pressure zone to your lower pressure zone. That did not function. It wasn't allowing water to backflow through that. So when we shut down water to do our initial tie-in on the north end of this project, it ended up shutting half of the town off with water. So we ended up turning those valves back on, and we weren't able to make that connection on the north side because that valve did not function. So that north end connection, there was a coupler that had to be special ordered. The contractor has delivered that equipment to the city. They now have it in their possession. And that's where the total unit change order of $45,085.24. As you see, the bid item changes equates to a negative $28,402.55. Work change directive number one to add the water service and the fire hydrant connection into it added $9,917. The standby time was $48,000. The slowdown time was $12,876. And then the coupler was $2,577. That's all outlined in the summation letter that I've written. Now I'll entertain any questions if anybody has anything.
Anybody have any questions to Ryan?
Mine's just a comment. I'm going to vote to approve this. It's 8% overage. I know it was complicated and stuff, but I really joke on this standby and slow down kind of thing. I wish we could have avoided that. It was spendy.
It was, and that came about because when we initially put out our sent in our notices for utilities to mark, that we had one line that was never marked in the field, but was given to us as a plan set from the plant, and we put that on our drawings. But when we got the representative from the plant out there on site to start performing the work, the gentleman that arrived on site was different than who we'd been dealing with prior to, told us there was actually four lines in there, not one. And so we spent a week going through with the contractor and their hydrovac truck identifying and locating those lines. That's where all that standby came.
Well, how many did there end up being?
There were three of them. There were three on the north side, or three on the south side, one on the extreme far north side.
Those lines were the major water transportation lines coming into the plant.
So it's a good thing water. You knew there were three.
So
more
there
than
was
one.
The 33-inch line, the 26-inch line, and so.
Two 24-inch lines, a 16-inch line, and then the 36-inch line.
Okay, so.
The 36-inch line was the one we were initially told about.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Ryan. It's been a very complicated. In addition, we were dealing with KLJ was, and the contractor was dealing with the railroad. We were delayed about 12 months to even get in there to work on that project, and there was a number of costs associated with the right of way that we did not at all anticipate. So. KLJ has prepared a summation of the activities with the railroad, and it's my plan to attempt to recover some of the costs on that permit. We paid $43,000 for the permit. We paid $40,000 for the
inspector,
and then they attempted to charge us another $40,000 for flagging. On a line that's not being utilized, that's being used as storage. So we were not treated very well by BNSF on that situation. And the interesting thing is, because of those two major water lines, I wonder what, if any, the power plants paid for the right of way on those lines. I don't remember. I was there back then. I don't remember paying the railroad any right of way for any easement down through those for those two major water lines. I do not recall. I think I would. So, but I do plan on pursuing it.
There was something in the history of, I don't know, I remember like $400 or something was paid for something along the way there.
That was when that line was put in there. When that line was initially put in there in 73 or 74,
yeah.
There was a charge to Western Energy for that line. And it was pretty insignificant. It was $45 for the first 5 years.
That's right.
$45 for the first 5 years, and then $25 for every year after that.
And then it was a charge.
Somewhere in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that
quite
that's
a
what
difference.
Occurred back in 74.
Yeah.
So okay. Any other discussion on this?
I have one question. With this here, will this complete this project?
It will. That project has been completed.
Right. But this should be the final.
That's correct.
This
yeah,
puts
I don't anticipate anything
a finalized price for the project of $611.
Okay. You know, okay. It doesn't necessarily say that here on the front cover letter, but I assume what is said underneath. So that's okay.
And we sat down, we visited with COP. We all sat down, and it wasn't a number that none of us really liked, but it's what we agreed to.
So there's no more valves going in. We're done
This, right.
Okay, any other comments, discussion?
Just curious.
Okay, any comments from the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Okay, that is approved. The amount of $45,085.24. Thank you very much for that discussion. Thank you for that approval. And if there is no other business to come before the City Council, then I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.